Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Despite it being the wettest January on record, you might be surprised to hear 39,000 participants walked a record 6.9 million steps in January of this year. It was all part of Irish Life's GAA Healthy Club Step Challenge. The GAA clubs across the country didn't let the weather stop them as they braced the wind and the rain and all of the inclement conditions to take part in the challenge. And I'm joined in studio today by Rory O'Connor, who I know many of you will know, of course, is Rory Stories on social media and online, because Rory, you're one of the ambassadors of the Healthy Club Steps Challenge. Seems to have been a huge success.
Yeah, it has been, Andrea. Great. Really enjoyed it myself, just being a part of it. It was the first proper year I probably took part with my own club, Dunmore Ashburn, and we were meeting up every Tuesday and the lashings of rain and getting out. But it's a great initiative, and it's only getting bigger all the time between the GAA and Irish Life are coming together and seeing the benefits of it. And as I said, the numbers there are massive, and it's grown every year.
Up to 40,000 people taking part. Bad weather.
Yeah. It's the worst January. Listen, we're sick of talking about how bad the weather was. But I don't really remember any Tuesday night where it was dry, but it was just great to do something in January.
And even just getting the kind of, post-Christmas, getting people out and about, that community buzz that comes with, as you say, being part of the GAA club and getting one one foot in front of the other, bringing people out of the house. It's good for the mindset too.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing is something to do. January is grim, but with this, it gets everyone together. Obviously, a lot of GAA clubs would have done their own. Ours was a Tuesday evening where we met up. We walked around Ashburn, a 5K loop, and you'd be chatting to people you wouldn't usually chat to, do you know what I mean? And then back for your, someone would obviously cook a bit of banana bread or something, a cup of tea, and that was a great. And again, you, especially for GAA clubs, everyone knows they're getting bigger, especially, big ones town clubs would say, where you see people, but you don't know them or anything, and that's an opportunity. Oh, I know you from seeing you at a match or whatever, and it's just bringing clubs tighter knitting. I know I walked with my wife 1 week, I walked with my mum and my sister then another time, and I'd never go for a walk with my mum and my sister. I never even had time to properly chat to them. We had a good hour on a Tuesday just chatting away, and so I think that's the real positive of the campaign.
Yeah, you'll be part of it now, I suppose, in years to come off the back
I'm not one for walking a lot. I kind of like to get to the destination. I like going for a run around, but it is nice. You'd forget about, just walking and talking, that's all it is. You're getting your exercise, but it's more yap, 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 yap the whole way around.
Listener here's got in touch to say our club puts the floodlights on every Tuesday and Thursday so people get out and so they can get out and go for a walk around the pitch. It's a brilliant community night. So nice to see people that you maybe, like Rory said, you don't often get to see.
And even, a lot of people mightn't be as sociable as others, and they're maybe not involved in a GAA club, and they might hear, come down and join us. And then I often picture someone who might be a widow or whatever, doesn't have much family, sitting at home and go down and just chatting away. And again, it's just something to look forward to. I'm personally busy, young family and all different sports, but people mightn't be. So it could be the highlight of the week is going down to the club and meeting and going for a nice walk. And then there's the competition of checking your steps. That's the big thing as well. People say it's not competitive. It is competitive. Do you know what I mean? It was even competitive in my circle with my mum and my wife, kind of keeping an eye on each other's steps.
Who won?
I'm going to have to say my mum. It was Mother's Day yesterday. So you're going to have to say my mum. We won't check it up.
No, keep the answer right for sure. When you talk about being busy, of course, a lot of our listeners already know you as Rory Stories online. How long is the online social media content? How long are you doing that?
12, 13 years ago.
Isn't it?
2013, I started the blog Rory Stories, and then the Facebook page started at the beginning of 2014. 12 years ago. And no such thing as TikTok creators.
But you were way ahead of the posse in that, weren't you? When you think of the amount of online content creators on TikTok now, I mean, sure, you're at it way before them.
Yeah, I suppose, it's funny at the time, when I was making my relatable GAA stuff, from a hate or negative point of view, I was how's that funny? And sure, he's just, showing what, basic stuff and, relatable stuff and all, where's the punchline and all. But it's funny now, pretty much all online content is relatable. unbeatable all across the world, not just here. Like, and you know, just a basic, like, you know, trying to get your children ready for the bath, or you know, every father on Father's, whatever it may be. And I think that's the humor in it, is like, it's funny because it's true. It's not like, oh my god, that's hilarious, or you know, mad kind of out of the box comedy. It's just, you watch it and you relate to the person, and that's how it began with GAA. Was, you know, your mad goalies, your corner forwards, corner backs, and then it just built it out then into, I suppose, all around Irish kind of culture.
Well, I suppose it probably fits well then that, as I said, that you're part of the kind of the Irish life, the GAA, the Healthy Club Step Challenge, because so much of your initial content was GAA focused. Like the sport, for people that have been regular followers of yours, Rory, from the very start, they'd know that the sports content was a huge part of what you were creating. What made good moments for you? Like, how, when you see something funny or watch, you know, a celebrity do something funny over the weekend, I was laughing at your Jesse Buckley Mother's Day UK video this morning.
Like, listen, for number one, and for congratulations, and like, she's, you know, it's amazing. And her speech, listen, was brilliant. But like, again, myself and my wife watched it together, and it was just, it was my, I said, what? Like, you know, surely there's a follow-up here. And it's just Irish people the way we are, because when we have someone iconic, you know, it's always labelled, oh, British rather, or UK's, whatever.
She said it was Mother's Day in the UK.
Yeah, we were like, oh, no. Like, again, it's, and here we were jumping around roaring for England on Saturday night in the Six Nations. But yeah, it's just, the likes of that, it's just bringing a little bit of humour, relatability to everyday life, I suppose.
Do you watch events now, we'll say, like that, like the Oscars, or, you know, maybe if it's a politician in the Dáil or whatever, do you watch that and think, that's the next clip now, I'm doing a skit in that?
Yeah, like, you kind of, like, with instant social media updates, like, you know what I mean, it's constant, like, you know, so you like, it's like, and you need to be on the ball. Like, for instance, like, we have our World Cup playoffs coming up now, like I'll plan around that, like, so to be, make sure, like, I'll probably have 2 or 3 videos, believe it or not, filmed even before the game, like scenarios, because it's all about instantly. Like, even that game where Troy Parrott's famous hat-trick, I already had planned for winning and losing. I filmed the clip outside my credit union that morning.
Right.
And another clip. So I knew was all I needed was basically the reaction of us winning. And that, you got it. Like again, back when I was starting them, like, you could just make a video and you didn't have to worry about anyone else doing it. But now everyone is doing it. So you need to be kind of on the ball, I suppose.
And are you looking then at other TikTokers to see, or content creators even on Instagram? Are you watching their videos and, you know, to see, God damn it, like, they're after getting ahead of me?
Yeah, like, there used to be a thing years ago, oh, you know, you're ripping off my content, like you'd hear people say, but I don't think there's such a thing as that anymore, because there's so much, like, there's no such, unless it's relative, there's no real sketch idea that someone will do that someone hasn't already done. And it, comedy as well, it's not about the story, it's how you tell it. Like, you know, everyone has, like, oh, growing up and, you know, doing this and doing that, but it's your version and it's how you say it. And that's, you know, the best storytellers, like the Tommy Tierns, etc. It's they're just telling a story, but it's how they tell it, and that's, I think, the key to comedy.
When you started back in 2012 or 2013, did you think that over a decade on, you know, that you'd now be getting ready? Like, I know you've, you know, authored before, and you've got your tour coming up again now later this year. It's good old days, isn't it?
It's good old days, yeah.
Like, could you have imagined the success that would come from this?
It's a great question. It's always like, when I have to do talks, mainly in schools, they'd say, like, you know, did you ever think it was possible? And, like, I always say this to people, a gut feeling is something that I'm very passionate about. I do believe we do all have a kind of an instinct, and a lot of the time we're nearly afraid to listen to it in case it doesn't go well. But I do remember when it first started, having this strong gut feeling. And, like, we live in Ireland where, like, you know, we have to play down kind of dreams or
something. We're
all
embarrassed, aren't we, to talk about success nearly.
Like, what was said to me for years, oh, geez, how long did he get out of this? Like, and it's a typical kind of Irish put you down statement. It's a horrible, really. It's like, how long did he get out of this now? And you're like, relax there. Like, you know, and in my brain, I was like, no, this is my job. But I didn't say it. Like, you know, I kind of, like, deep in my gut, like, I knew that, right, I found something that I actually enjoy and I'm good at. I've done a lot of, like, tried to be an electrician, failed, and worked in a call centre, failed, all that kind of stuff. So, but telling stories and humour was always something that came naturally to me. So I could listen. I'd be lying if I told you I was going to be the author of 5 books. I was going to be going all over the world, or like being on the Late Late. All these kind of massive moments for any Irish person. Yeah, but I think the key thing for me, anyway, is just you know, keep going forward, and like when things aren't going well, just hold there and don't like go, oh, that, oh my God. And I think we can all relate to that in Ireland. Is like, you know, it's never as good or as bad as it seems. Like, so when you're flying and whatever your career is, flying, and you think, that's it, I've done now, you're just kicking the arse away around the corner. So, and that's okay. Yeah. And when you get that and you start to, things don't go well, just know that this doesn't last forever either. And like, I think that's self-employment for anyone. Absolutely. No matter what you do, you know, the good and the bad days.
The tour then, that's later in the year. Tickets still available for...
Yeah, sort of flying, thank God. The Vicar Street is nearly full already, which is brilliant. Yeah,
Vicar Street.
Yeah, so that's in October. So more than likely going to do another date there early next year, which is brilliant. And yeah, like I suppose like I... It's a good and bad thing, but because I do so many different outlooks on comedy or online, you're going to have a 16-year-old and a 78-year-old at my show. And it's brilliant, as my mum said, it's a credit to you, but how are you meant to tell a story that's going to make a 16-year-old and a 72-year-old laugh? Yeah. And that's probably... You know, when you're making, I suppose, relevant content, it relates to everyone. But when I'm doing parent stuff or GA stuff or whatever, it's only hitting niches. And same with the tours. Like, you know, you have people that follow you on YouTube, young lads and whatever, Facebook and that. So,
well, you're doing something right anyway. This listener says, we used to joke that Rory must have cameras and all the lads in our GAA team because he had all of the characters spot on. Another listener says, my husband spends hours scrolling through Rory's stories, videos, and I feel like he lives with us. All I ever hear is, here, watch this. He drives me mad with them. And another listener got in touch. This is a lovely message, Rory, to say, you did a talk in my son's school about a year or two ago, and it made such a difference to my son. He isn't very academic, but since your talk, he's much more comfortable now in his own skin. He's happier at school. Academics aren't for everybody, but he's much more content. That's a lovely message to
receive. Like, and like that is and always will be my number one goal. Like, you know, you know, have I aspirations to be the funniest man in the world? No, never will, never have. You know, it is what it is. You know, you make someone laugh, you don't. But for me, it's that exactly that. Now, that like the likes of that now does tickle me a little bit because that's where it all began. Like, you know, about my own experiences. And I always like said to myself, if you ever kind of get to a level where you're in any way successful, no matter what success looks like, shout from the rooftops that school is not for everyone, and that, because I know what it feels to be sitting in a classroom feeling stupid, feeling inadequate, and it's a horrible feeling for any human being. And I think it's actually the education system's issue. It's actually not teachers or principals or young people. And it's something that I'm using my voice all the time. The documentary me and Phil McMahon doing in Mountjoy, the Gaelic and the Joy, is going to be part of the TY curriculum starting in a couple of weeks' time. We're going to be launching it. And that to me means more than any kind of comedy,
Well, Rory, listen, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks a million for coming into us today to chat to us about the GAA, the Healthy Club Step Challenge with Irish Life. That, of course, is Rory O'Connor, or as many of you know him as Rory Stories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.